No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Friday, the 8th of June, 2018. I'm David Brown, and we're grateful you're spending a bit of your Texas time with us. I wish I could say TGI Friday, but it's hard. You remember those Beatles lyrics? I read the news today, oh boy. Well, it was one of those oh boy mornings for me, maybe for you too. I heard NPR announce the suicide death of Anthony Bourdain, the celebrity chef who was so much more than that. He was a storyteller, of course, which is why many of us who really couldn't care a flip about cuisine found ourselves traveling with him to destinations unknown. And now at age 61, he's gone. Took his own life in Paris, working on his CNN travel show. And I don't mean this in some mawkish, sordid way, but I want to know why. I want to know why the same way that, well, I never really cared about Kate Spade. But there was something so horribly poignant about her quitting life at a time when most of us think there's so much ahead. Forget her empire. There's that 13-year-old daughter. Yeah. I want to know why. Granted, part of this may have something to do with the fact that I'm of a certain age, part of that same generation that grew up watching life expectancy rise way beyond what we ever thought it might become, expanding the range of possibilities for more life experiences, more time with our loved ones. I've been thinking of chapter 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, who knows? Because these days it's within the range of conception. I want to know why. I want to know why, at a time prevention efforts have never been more robust, when the options for alternatives to suicide have never been more available. We are this week learning from the Centers for Disease Control that suicide rates have been rising in nearly every state since 1999 up to 2016, the latest year for complete data. Though Texas remains below the national rate, they've been rising here too. 12.9 suicides per 100,000 Texans. Across the nation, there were more than twice as many suicides as homicides in 2016, and the CDC says these trends can't be linked to any specific diagnosis. Rita Walker is an associate professor of clinical psychology with a research emphasis on suicide science, and she joins us now. You're with the University of Houston, am I correct, Dr. Walker?
Yes, that's correct.
Thanks for joining us today. Whenever a celebrity, you know, commits suicide, obviously the conversation turns to this issue. But shouldn't we be having more of these conversations? I mean, is that a part of the problem here?
I think that you hit the nail on the head. And if we had more of these conversations, it would decrease stigma so that, one, people would reach out to those who could be at risk, and also those who are feeling vulnerable would be more comfortable reaching out. But because suicide is so stigmatized, it's hard for us to have these tough conversations. And when we can be more informed, I think that we can help individuals better, and then we can begin to affect the suicide rate. But you mentioned how it seems that we're at a time when there's so many available options, and we think people are, you know, prospering and doing well. But the reality is, because those individuals may in part feel like, well, I should be better or I should be okay, then they may be even less likely to reach out for help.
I mentioned that never before have so many resources been available, but are there enough resources?
Are there enough resources? Well, you know, that actually brings me to one of what I see as my mission is for every individual person to see suicide as part of, or suicide prevention as part of, an individual responsibility. So to the extent that we rely, say, on hotlines, or we rely on individuals reaching out when they need help, that in the same way that we talk about, you know, not spreading the flu by washing our hands and coughing into our arm, that when we see someone who seems to be struggling, that we as individuals who are presumably doing well or better, that we reach out to someone who seems like, you know, they may be having a tough time reacting to maybe a relationship breakup or financial strain, that we as individuals take that responsibility to connect with others.
I guess what I'm wondering is, if someone is contemplating suicide, how open they are going to be to, say, the suicide hotlines that we're hearing about. You know, it's a wonderful mission, and it's, but you wonder how you can sort of break through.
Well, that's a good question, and I do think that there are people who reach out to the hotlines. I have, over the years, heard where the numbers of people contacting these hotlines has increased. I honestly don't know if individuals are always aware of these hotlines. And also, if you think about younger individuals who are less likely to make a phone call, I don't know that they are aware that there is a text line available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 741-741, and they can send a text. And so I don't necessarily know that people are aware of these options. I'm glad that the media is doing more to publicize this. But I do wonder that when someone is really struggling, that they know where and how to find help.
We're going to have a list of resources at texasstandard.org. Rita Walker is an associate professor of clinical psychology at the University of Houston. Her research emphasis is on suicide science. Professor Walker, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.